Hey guys, welcome back to the Animan podcast with your host Aiden.
Andrew, what's up?
We are going to be talking about, like we mentioned in the last episode, about quintessential quintuplets.
One of my favorites.
You're actually one of the reasons why I got into it, because you read it in history class all the time.
Yeah, it was a pretty good manga series, and the anime really caught my interest as well.
Now, I watched it all in a day, because it's...
It's a pretty short series.
Yeah, because most anime is, like, a basic season is 12 episodes. Each episode ranges around 24 minutes, 21 minutes. And the intro and outro, the ending and opening is around 1.5 minutes.
Yeah.
So you cut that off, that's basically 20 minutes of an episode. And it's you do that, it's 4 hours.
Yeah, it's a good binge.
So I did it in a day. Drew can do that stuff in 3 hours for some odd reason.
Yeah, I can really speed through a show if I really enjoy it.
It's his, if you want to call it, quirk.
It's my, oh.
But there's five sisters.
Yeah, so the...
Yeah, Miku.
Miku.
Nino.
Nino, Yotsuba, Ichika, and Itsuki.
Ichika... She is the oldest.
Yeah, well, she's the older sister type.
Yeah.
She is the oldest character in the show.
Miku is your favorite.
Miku is my favorite and undoubtedly many fans' favorites.
I don't want to say anything about Yotsuba, but...
We'll get into that later, but she's another fan favorite.
But Miku... later in the season, she gets a lot better. But the story really starts off with the main character, he's kind of just a loner, right?
Well, see, it starts off with him
ordering
food.
He's not the most wealthy person.
So yeah, he tries to he's smart. Like he orders a food
that's just good enough for him to survive off of, but not like
not
him.
Like the basically it's the same price as a thing of rice, except he gets a soup with it. So
he's not basically bartering a leg and a half.
Yeah, but so he's a smart guy, but it's just his family's in debt. And so the story really follows him as he interacts with these quintuplets, as he tutors them because they're all basically dumb as rocks. So there's a lot of comedy as well as some romance.
I think Patrick Star is a little bit smarter than him.
Probably.
Or them, I guess.
But so as the story develops, they start to grow more attached to this.
Now, he becomes their tutor. Well, he doesn't... So he meets...
Itsuki?
Itsuki. So she comes to him knowing he's pretty smart. Because I think he dropped a test.
No, that was actually Yotsuba. Itsuki sees him reviewing a test at the lunch table when they first meet.
Yes.
And she takes it thinking he got a bad grade when she finds out that he has 100. And
you suck.
Yeah, he jokingly goes oh my, I got 100. I'm so stupid.
And then she's oh, you should tutor me all that. And he's no.
Yeah, he's why would I do that? It's a waste of my time.
And then...
He
ends up going to this really fancy hotel or apartment complex. And they go, and he's okay, it's on this floor. He goes in. He sees the five sisters, and he's I'm the one.
Yeah, you guys do apologize, and then he's there's five of you.
Because thought it was only one.
Because, yeah, but so then, obviously, being the way that he is, most the girls don't really like him, because he's kind of a wet blanket.
Yotsuba is the only one that likes him, because she's the, I guess... Not really airhead, but silly one.
She's the one who cares for her sisters the most and is well, I might as well give this a shot to see if I can actually improve.
Nino absolutely despises him.
Yeah, she thinks that he's trying to split apart her family and doesn't approve
the
of it.
One girl who basically asked him in the first place to, because they knew none of that, they knew nothing that they were getting a tutor. It was just their dad that set it all up.
Yeah.
But the girl that she asked to originally have him tutor her, she did not want to study.
Yeah, she was still kind of peeved at him for acting like a jerk.
Then the older sister type, her room is a pigsty.
Yeah.
which is odd when you later find out her career path.
Yeah, she chooses to be an actor, and she's more focused on that than studies.
Mm-hmm. But she cares about her sisters the most.
Yeah. But they are good at least one subject, all of them.
Miko is good at history.
Yeah, you find out later and that she's
a neat freak. Yeah, like she tests the main character on his knowledge about, I think, poison. Oh. No, it's something tea.
It's an agent. She talks about warlords.
Yeah, she's obsessed with them.
Yeah.
So he ends up reading everything in the library, the school's library, to really learn about her.
And test her. Yotsuba, she's just kind of there for the ride. She's not really good at anything much per se, but.
Ichika
was good at English, I believe.
This is later on when it's their midterms. One of the girls is, I'm pretty sure, studied all of it, but yeah. Realized that I think it was if she got too high on this thing, she had to fail a little bit to make sure all the other girls get a higher average, right?
Yes, yeah. And then when the time eventually did come for them to find out about their grades, they all passed at least one subject, but yeah. Failed everything else.
So technically, if they were just one person, they'd be a genius.
Yeah.
They're just five separate, not bright people. Now, I think we both like it for different reasons. What was your reason for liking this? Because you watched the anime and read the manga.
Yeah, so I first watched the anime first, and it was a nice little quick binge. I'm a big fan of the slice of life, comedy romance type of genre, so that's what really kind of got me into it. And then when I saw the cast and
There's five girls.
Yeah. okay, we're not going there. So when I first saw all of them, and their different personalities mixed with the guys and them kind of starting to fall for him and fight over him, that kind of what drew me into the show more. And then I continued on with the manga afterwards.
Yeah, I never read the manga. I only know what you told me.
Oh, and it's a lot. Class. I told you a lot.
If you couldn't tell by my top five in the last episode, three of them were a certain type of show.
Harem. Ecchi.
Only two of them were. Day Alive and my High School DxD. Everything else were Clannad was a slice of life. You saw Clannad. We got to talk about that later in a different episode.
Yeah, it's a later episode.
Zuzuka is a slice of life. And Air Gear isn't. It's a shonen, which is sport, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. But two of them out of three were Harem and Ed. That's where my first thing was High School of the Dead. That's where I came from. It's what I knew. But again, I can appreciate slices of life. But I liked it, one. I will embrace it. There's girls.
Yeah, it is a harem show, but it definitely differs from some of the harem shows out there.
Yeah, it's more, I guess, yeah, I would say it's more.
It's more about the building relationships.
Yeah, it's more character-based, more or less, what regular harem edgies are.
Than about, girls, yeah. Pretty much.
But other reasons is just, I guess how they show affection towards.
Yeah, they try their hardest.
I know how they make Nino hate him, but I feel like she really likes him. She just doesn't like it.
Yeah, that's where it goes later into the manga, when she actually realizes that he is not a bad person.
In the anime, I thought, because when they first introduced she wanted, I think she actually slipped him pills to make him fall asleep.
They tried to force him out as much as they could.
But I even thought then, she likes him. She just doesn't want him destroying what their sister's relationship is.
Yeah, that was her main problem in the series at the start. But She eventually learns that he too actually does care for the girls, maybe not in the romantic way like they hoped, but in a student teacher kind of way. And so she eventually starts to grow more affectionate to him, and even like in the series, she starts to like do more things that would try to be like nicer and try to help him.
Now, I talked to you this like a few seconds before we started recording. He I think either leaves or gets kicked out, but he realizes he left something in their apartment.
Yes, the
And he goes in and he's a dumb, he not really dumb, he's not the brightest MC, and he can never differentiate the way the girls look, even though they look very different.
Yeah,
They have
but
their own different hairstyle
that's
and
it. That's in the that's so we would know, but I'm sure in their world that they look completely the same somehow.
So they sound similar. So he like buzzes in to get in. Someone says, "Oh, come up," and then he doesn't know where all the girls are. So he thinks, "Oh, and someone's taking a shower." So he just thinks, "Oh, it's one. It's Yotsuba, I think. Yotsuba.
It's one of them.
It's probably. I think it's most likely her because everyone else despised him."
Yeah.
But it's Nino that comes out, the girl that hates him, and he finds everything. But I think she also wears contacts.
Yeah, she was looking for those and thinking somehow our MC Uesugi is one of her sisters, ask for his assistance.
And she ends up, and he knows if he gets caught, he is a
Oh yeah,
dead
he's
man.
dead.
There's a little bit of fan service. They slip, she falls on top of him.
Yeah, but the thing is that they got away. The thing that they got from that is the reason he did that was because apparently books were going to fall on her, so he was
Yeah, he
shielding
was
her.
trying to not let her get hurt.
So he's a nice guy, but he's not good with women, really.
It's
Okay.
like you. I'm kidding.
But so another pivotal thing in the series besides him growing his relationship with the girls is in some of the episodes, we see a bride that is hinted to be,
I think they start that off.
yeah, it's the end of the first episode, I believe. They hint at a bride with red hair, believed to be one of the quintuplets.
Oh, something you don't get told in the anime, probably in the manga, but I read about this. The girls dyed their hair.
Did they?
Apparently. Or it might just not be true, but what I read, it was like they dyed their hair, I guess to not look like the same.
They, even though they're quintuplets, they do stand out in their own different ways, so
Because
maybe.
I thought remembering back when there was like flashbacks to them as kids,
Yeah, they all had
the
very
same type of
similar
hair.
hairstyle. But.
And like there's many side plots with the main plot. The main plot I think is really just him tutoring them.
Yeah, that's the main plot, and then the
A
side
subplot is
plots.
him being married, but then there's another subplot of so he gets married to his childhood friend. And he figures out it's one of the
Yeah,
quintuplets.
he carries around a picture in his student handbook of him in the past, and he looks completely different, so they wouldn't have any idea it was
Because he
him.
had blonde
He had
hair.
blonde hair, yeah, and
He
it
ended up
was.
dyeing it?
I think he did end up dyeing
Because
it. He was going through like a phase at the end,
his
or at the
dad
start.
has blonde hair.
Yeah, but so, yeah, he has a picture of himself in the past, and he meets the girl who happens to be one of the quintuplets. In the anime, we never find out, but in the manga, we'll get into that later. You do actually find out who it is, and so that is the bride at the end. So we'll tell you that later.
And when season two is confirmed, correct?
Season 2 is confirmed as of this date, June 17th. It's coming out this October in 2020. Can't wait. It's gonna be pretty good.
But you already like what's your opinion on like if you already pre-read a whole series, but the anime is only like one fourth of the way through the whole manga. Can you like really watch it without knowing everything that happens?
See, most things use the manga as a base.
Yeah, because some of the points in mangas are just boring.
They could change some stuff, or
You think they'll change the way it ends?
I hope, but I also don't, because it's a pretty good ending the way it is. But so, I feel as if I already seen it, I would definitely not mind watching how it changes. Like, even if it's the same thing, I would still love to enjoy to watch it.
Like, because when you told me about it, I was like, oh, but you never told me like what happens after the anime ends. You just told me more or less towards the end when I actually told you I've seen it.
Yeah, so do you wanna get into some manga territory?
Sure, I guess I would just, so in the manga, where does the anime end?
Oh, I am not sure I can give you an exact thing, but
Because I think I remember it ending with.
the anime ends with the school break where they all like touch his hand at the
Yes,
festival,
they're
and
at the ski
yeah,
resort.
and they say at the end of the festival, if you let go of the person's hand, that, or if you
No,
hold the
whoever's
person's
holding the
hand,
hand.
that's who you're destined to be with, and that all the girls happen to hold his hand.
And then it cuts to the wedding. And then you
Yeah.
see the girl's haircut. But then there's like earrings that could be to a girl haircut, it
Yeah, the
could be a
show really
girl.
makes you theorize at the end who is the bride. And the way that the anime does it is they have it so they really highlight on Miku as like the girl, but in the manga it really dives into all the different girls' personalities. Actually, they mostly do Miku and Ichika. They really bring out Nino more in the manga. But
Oh,
so
yeah, in the anime.
As we were saying before, as the anime ends, it ends on that and hints at the bride, and the manga expands on that by giving each girl their own little story arc, and on the covers, each girl is wearing actually a wedding gown.
Because it goes from oldest to youngest, and then it just repeats that pattern.
Yeah, it does that throughout the different covers on the manga until on volume 12, it's actually Uesugi in his groom outfit as well as the bride for the next one. But so each girl has like a story arc where Miku, they like also all decide what they want to do when they grow up.
And so what does Nino, or what doesn't, which one? Was it Miku that becomes the chef, or was that Nino?
Miku strives to learn how to cook
Yes.
for Uesugi's sake, because it was hinted at in the anime that she's a god-awful cook. Like, she can't even make eggs. But so she gets a job at a bakery to try to like cook stuff for him, and decides, I want to go to culinary school. It may not be a real school, but that's what I dream of. Each girl has a dream that they want to follow,
That's a fun one,
and
cooking.
he helps them with that, so it gets their attachment closer. She learns how to cook just for him, and eventually Nino actually joins her because she also likes our MCU Uesugi.
She caught the feel. She caught Cupid's arrow for
Yeah,
him.
so they expand on that and how each girl has her own dream. Like,
What does Yotsuba want to do? Like, what could her character?
Yotsuba wants to do sports.
Oh yeah, she was a.
She's like a big sports person.
Yeah,
She's
because
very
they
athletic.
was it. I can't remember which. Oh, it was it like the fireworks one? Like the basketball team asked her, "Hey,
Yeah.
we need you."
Like during the time in the anime when they're studying and he couldn't get all the girls together, it's basically the basketball team going, "We need you. You're a very athletic girl. We wouldn't have you." And that kind of took away from her studying.
Now, was it Nino? Because again, despised the MC, but was it? Her and I like, oh, she went to the basketball team and like, hey, my sister can help if you need someone. Or was that just her Yotsuba being herself? Or was she always on the basketball team?
No, she was just helping, but when she needed to quit, one of her sisters actually took her place and dressed up as her and said, "I'm quitting." But
Oh, because she
they're
wasn't.
like, "You're not it." And then she eventually came out herself and was like, "I want to quit." And then she went on to her studying.
Now, what was the so? What's the last girl that we didn't mention about what like she wants to be? I think it's the girl that talks to him originally to ask him to tutor her. She, cause
Yeah.
she,
Yeah, the one in the start,
yeah, she had, but either way, like she,
Itsuki? I think it was
yes.
Itsuki. So yeah, we meet Itsuki in the beginning as she's ordering a bunch of food because she really likes food. And she's the youngest out of all of them. And so they don't really dive on her in the anime, but again, in the manga, that's way far ahead. She's the closest to her mother compared to all of them, so she strives to be like her mother, who was a teacher. And so,
She
even though
was.
she has terrible grades, she still strives to be a teacher just like her mother. And so,
Respectable. You want to become a teacher.
I do want to become a teacher.
Matt, wait, does she want to become the same teacher as you?
I believe she wants to become a
In
English
English?
teacher.
Mm.
And so he helps her eventually reach her goal, and they all it does a time skip at the end in the future when they're all at their own jobs.
So
Two
there's
sort
two time skips because it goes to, so I'm assuming how much of high school life does the manga talk about after the anime, after its point of the anime ends?
after the anime, they're still in high school. It continues all
Oh,
that's their time in
it
high
just
school.
jumps
It's just
to.
towards the end, it jumps like years into the future. But so they all eventually do end up following their dreams, and one of them does end up marrying our MC.
Now, I know we talked about ships last episode. Now, I don't know if I read this, but do you know if there was a ship about him and his sister?
No, that can't be a thing. I think
I thought I read about it. I hope it's not, because that's nasty.
it's more focused on him and his relationship with the quintuplets that are mostly shipped.
But I would say. Now, the resort, because that was, I think, 3 episodes
The
long.
ski resort?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was their class trip that he really. He doesn't in the world he doesn't know the difference between each quintuplet, but he slowly starts to notice them by their personality instead of just their appearances. And so that's when he really learns about that and learns more about them.
Because, oh, don't, when. I think when the anime truly focus, because the anime truly focuses on Miku.
Yeah, it mostly focuses on Miku than really any other character.
And I think, because it really, like, because I remember in the very beginning, Nino accuses her of having feelings for the MC.
Which she does. Many times she's
100%.
seen to have feelings towards
I think
him.
she started liking him when he started to have the same interest of
Yeah,
Warlords.
he showed his dedication to really wanting to help them, and then she immediately joined the study group afterwards.
But when they really, like, I feel really focused on her is when they're playing tag on the outside in the cold and in the snow, and Miku is hiding in an igloo. But the MC just comes in and he doesn't want to get caught. She doesn't want to get caught because
Yeah, 'cause
that would be not.
he's pinned in on both sides, so they're just kind of stuck there.
And she's like, "What are you doing? Why are you here?" In like a very awkward, like shy type of girl situation.
And being the blockhead he is, he's just like, I'm just hiding from Tag.
And he does not catch a thing.
But she is very flustered in that scene, and you could really tell that she is developing feelings compared to all the other girls who haven't really seemed to caught the love bug yet.
But with that's like, but it was only like 3 episodes in, because I feel like in the very beginning, they try to focus on the first girl he meets.
Yeah, they focused on her the most because she was the first one that he met, and he was like made a bad impression to her in the first place, so
Cause
that.
doesn't because I remember, I don't know when it was, but they get in a fight, or it's like she just runs away from him, and then he runs and catches up to her on a bridge and just apologizes to her. Now I don't know when that was. I don't know why I remember. I don't remember the context it was even in, but I don't know if it was in the beginning, middle, or end.
That was towards the end of the series. And that really started to highlight how he really wants to help these girls, not only for his own financial gain of getting paid to get his family out of debt, but out of the sake of helping them.
And with, oh, so he ends up, when he finds out about this, the school trip, he doesn't want to go at all.
Yeah, he believes they're kind of a waste, but then they kind of end up
And
convincing him.
And he even over, he just sleeps through, like, when he was supposed to leave and depart with the whole class.
He was sick.
The sister,
sister was sick and it ended up getting him sick.
Because he took care of her and she got him sick.
But he acted like he was kind of not really excited. But then when they go to pick him up and he actually seems really excited. And he has a booklet that he actually has filled with plans that, like, what they're going to do.
Because they're also very upset with him because, like, you missed the bus. Because they are always late.
Yeah.
So he misses the bus, so they go pick him up. And when they take him down, he's like, all fine. And doesn't he stay in his own room? Or who does he?
He stays in a room with them.
Oh, yeah, because they stay in their own. It's like a. Wait, was this one, was it the same show about, like, there was, like, a secret part of the whole house that was, like, apparently haunted? Or is this a whole different show?
That's a different show.
Dang.
But so, like, yeah, he stays in a room with them, and there, Miku kind of sees someone clinging to him, and she gets kind of jealous.
But, so going back to when you said about that, when I mentioned them always being late, there was a time in the show when I think it was the midterms, they studied all night the day of and almost overslept the time when this exam started. So what they did was they ran, but they were somewhat late. But since they look very similar to the show and people can't differentiate them, one girl would walk in, and then she would get in, then another sister would say, oh, I left something out, I gotta go get it. And they just did that. But, and they worked for all the sisters, but the main character looks nothing like them. One, he's not related. Two, he's a dude. Does not even look like them. So he gets in trouble for that. Do they let him take the exam?
Yeah, he gets in trouble, but he still gets to take the midterm exam.
But going more into the manga, do they mention, like, how much more do they do about the tutoring? Like,
it kind of becomes less, well, it doesn't become less focused on the tutoring, but it's still there, but maybe not as important as the growth of the relationships between each of the girls and Uesugi.
Now, they all have their own personal, like, would you say this show, because My Hero didn't really have tropes, would you say this one does carry some tropes? Like, there's this, the tomboy girl.
Yeah, each girl is kind of their own trope. So you have Yotsuba, the ditzy airhead sports girl.
You have Miku, the silent, shy, yeah, the silent shy one.
Then you have Itsuki, the kind of glutton who
I feel like
food.
She's like the one that, like, secretly likes the main character. When she's confronted, she's like, ew, why? Who would like that guy?
In the manga, she was kind of the last one to really open up to him. Then you have Nino, the kind of the smart one who's kind of knows it all, but really loves her family. And then there's Ichika, the older sister type.
And Yotsuba, I had nothing against her in the show.
She was just kind of there in the show.
But I feel like in the manga, like you said Miku, but I never really saw Miku as a candidate for the wife.
Oh, I definitely did, and this is going to some spoiler territory for the end of the manga. I got my hopes shattered. So
you were. Okay, so he is reading in class, and they get to the marriage scene. He looks weak. Aiden, he's getting married. They're showing it, but they don't tell who. And he gets very heated. Like, when's the next one coming out? I think you said, like, next month. But it turns out it was, like, the next day.
Yeah, it was a couple days later.
And he comes to me. And he's like, Aiden. Spoiler. It's Yotsuba.
Yep. Yep. So, as he just said, it turns out the girl that he marries at the end is Yotsuba. Because we end up finding out that how he met a girl in the past, and that girl actually ends up being Yotsuba.
Do they, because I know in Japan, or at least I remember, I was like, I heard this. When they do, when a kid, like, in anime, you really see, like, the childhood friend and all the, you know, the main characters saying, oh, when we get older, we'll get married. I don't know if they do that in the quintuplets, but I remember hearing that, like, that's an actual thing that people do. Like, and it's not really set in stone. It's more or less, like, it's something to kind of take seriously in that type of culture. I don't know if that's true. That's just what I remember hearing. But it's more, it's kind of like that. Like, he's like, I'm going to marry my child, that one girl.
Yeah, well, in the show, we constantly heard that how that was basically his first love and the only love he's really had.
And he later finds out. How does he find out that it is Yotsuba?
He looks at the pictures and he's like kind of guessing, like, oh, one of these girls is him. And then in the manga, it's many opportunities where it is also hinted, and not to mention, during a trip to their grandparents, they own a fancy motel. One of the girls at the end ends up kissing him, but he can't really tell who it is. And
was
so,
it dark, or is it just his little weird thing?
They were all disguised as Itsuki, so he couldn't tell if it was actually Itsuki or
was that in the show?
Girl. That was not in the show.
I remember them doing that. They disguise themselves as one girl, and he couldn't decide.
They did that a couple times, but it was not really as
as big as what. Yeah, yeah.
But so then, going back on the him finding out that she is the one. There's many scares during, or not really scares, but moments where it's like. Girls go, oh, it's me. I knew you back then. I was there. But then Yotsuba eventually tells him and goes, yeah, it was me. I'm still in love with you. Do you feel the same way about me? And he pretty much immediately goes, like, yes, we should get married. And my hopes for Miku just plummeted as that happened.
Because I think, didn't you think that it was most likely going to be Yotsuba before it came out? Like, I don't want it, but I think it's going to be.
Yeah, so
you wanted it more or less. Like, can he just marry them all?
Yeah, I saw the flags of it being Yotsuba, who I don't hate, but is not my favorite girl on the show. But I was like, I would rather him marry all of them personally, but I still enjoyed the way that they handled the ending.
But going with that, I didn't really pick a girl. It's more or less like, hey, I like this girl. Can this girl be it? If not, because I liked really all of them. I didn't have any favoritism to
them. They're all good. They're all good, but I just favorited Miku more than the rest of them.
Because I would say that my personal preference, I don't know if I would say Miku. I know I talked to you about, like, it was this girl, but I really think it was Nino, because she was just stubborn.
See, in the manga, they actually show that Nino actually shows some dedication, like at the end wedding scene. Like, the ones who are, like, really most affected by it are Miku and Nino, who are, like, the most upset of the outcome. But even still, they're happy for their sister.
Because, they all love each other, and they want each other to do the best for one another.
I do gotta say, though, they put in the most work to try to get his attention, and it did not work out for them.
No, in the series, mainly in the manga, because that's the one thing that is different between our experiences. What would you say the issues within them, other than the way they ended?
Oh, that's a tough one, because this is one of my favorite series. But I don't know. I just I gotta say maybe the pacing, because like I hate it when they have time skips. Like that's my least favorite thing, and
Because
really,
you think, because if you really,
I
would you
feel
say if
like,
you didn't really like the show, you wouldn't care that much for time skips?
yeah, see that, because time skips just feel like kind of
A cheat.
an
It's a
easy
cheat.
way to end the
Yeah.
story, and like they did that in my one of my other favorites, Domestic Girlfriend, for the manga. They ended up doing a time skip, and
Oh, yeah.
I feel like they will get into that in a episode in the future, I'm sure. But I just feel like time skips, they're an easy way to really end a series when you could have probably expanded a little more onto it.
Because I feel that sometimes you can use like series as like profit, more or less, if you're thinking in a business percentage. But when I was talking about the, because think about it, if you end a manga, you're ending all the anime that could come from it.
Yeah, that is true, but for the thing about manga is you don't you there's like kind of like a prime time that's like really good to end it, and it having like a really good ending and not being drawn out too long or not being too short.
I, because with a time skip, because depending on how this anime goes, because I know sometimes anime doesn't go straight after where it ended. I know like My Hero does and all that, but sometimes they would skip, and depending on how they skip, the quintuplets might just have two seasons.
From what you're saying, from the length of the manga compared to how much of it went through the first season, I believe that if they really don't do a 24 episode season,
Was that how? I thought it was a 12
this
episode.
season one was 12 episode, but if season two isn't 24 episode,
You're saying it could be slit?
I believe that they could have maybe potentially a season three.
Was the, because I'm pretty sure that came out in 2019, right? Or at least, or 2018.
While we're doing this, I can check real quick.
But I'm pretty sure, I don't know how big the fan base is, but people seem to really enjoy this show, because like some shows take like at least a year or two to, I would say, come back with like a new season.
Before we continue, manga came out 2017, anime came out 2019.
Yeah, and like it was still in 2019 that like, oh, new season's coming out.
Yeah, there was a couple, I believe a couple months afterwards, they had an announcement from the Japanese cast holding a cake, basically saying that there will be a season two coming.
And the fact that it was that fast that a new season just came right out.
Before we continue on, I just want to mention the theme song. It's a pretty good one. It's actually the theme song, it's sung by the Japanese cast.
The question, which one would you say is a better theme song? Domestic Girlfriend or Quintuplets?
I can't do that. Can't do that. They're my two favorite.
I would say I could, because I'm not that strongly attached to both any of them, but Domestic Girlfriend, I would say, is the best. It's the one I try to, because I kind of learned it on the piano, but
They're both bops,
I would
so.
say if you want to listen to a good song on piano, listen to Domestic Girlfriend on piano.
Yeah.
But it seemed to be like the, because the anime came right out, and then a few months later, new season.
Yeah, it was extremely,
Now
it
that
was
could have just
extremely
been the
popular.
contract the anime company made with the manga corporation of, hey, you have to do this many seasons. So I guess it could have been like, oh, it make it like if the show becomes popular, you have to make a second season.
It was a really popular series,
Yeah.
but I wouldn't be surprised if they even made if they're waited and did a second season, because the many things that I looked at reviewing the show and like even like clips on YouTube, you can even see all the comments like, oh, this girl, I really like this, I really like this in the show. So it does have a pretty wide fan base. So I wasn't surprised by the fact that another season was announced shortly after, much like Rising of the Shield Hero, another good show. Months after it was released, season two and three were actually immediately announced.
You talked about that because I like you. You also have how much more do you need of Rise of the Shihiro?
I only need one more volume in the manga, and I'll have all the manga that's out now for English.
Which one's that one?
Rising of the Shihiro?
Yeah.
It's an isekai fantasy.
No, but like, what manga like do you need? Which chapter?
Sorry. I need volume 13.
Because you technically have 13, but you have 11.
Yeah, I bought two of one by accident. But yeah, I only need volume 13, and I will be done with the whole series until they eventually come out with more.
Is it still going?
Yeah, it's still going. Much like, even though the manga has ended for Quintessential Quintuplets, they're still releasing more in English. The only way you can really find the later chapters is by going on a website and finding a translated version.
Oh, so they don't have official translated manga?
They do not yet, but it's coming out slowly but surely. It's coming out over the months.
What do you know? Which one? What number they're up to?
They're going on to 12. That's the latest one that they're going into.
They're only on 12? How many is for the anime? Is 11? Because if they don't... Well, I guess... Is it volume 12 or chapter?
Volume 12. At least I need to double check on that. So let's continue with something else while I...
When you do it... So... Drew... So when we were in history class, Drew would be just sitting in class. We really did not pay attention at all in that class. We mainly just messed around in history because that's the one class we really had together all year this year. But when we did it, he would just be reading manga in the back. Or playing, what was it? What was the game you played?
It was a lot of them, but it was mostly anime.
Yeah. And he would watch. A few times, we'd actually watch it in class. But... He would just read all the time, and I just remember him asking, I'm asking him, which one is that?
Yeah,
and he told me the name.
Oh, sorry about this. Oh. They're on 12 now. It came out in April. So they're waiting on 13, which will come out this summer.
But he was like, he told me about it. Like, oh, it's just because the types of genres I watch, he was like, oh, this would probably be a good one for you. And I was like, okay. Kind of just like, I'll watch it eventually. And then I finished the series I was watching or rewatching. And I was like, I don't know which one I want to watch now. And I'm looking, I was like, oh, this one seems cool. And then I remember Quintuplets and Drew reminding me of it. So I watched it and I come back because I think I watched it over like on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I come back on Monday and I tell him I watched it. And he's like, what? And we talked about it for like a class. And then he's just telling me every time a new manga comes out. So we're just getting invested.
Yeah, it was one of the many slice of lives that I got really invested into the characters. And it's not fun when it ends because now there's just it's kind of empty.
There's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
That's right. Is that when you got into... No, you were already in Domestic when you were reading.
I watched the anime for Domestic during that time, but I never read the manga until after I finished Quintessential Quintuplets.
Mm. That's another really good show.
Yeah, like I said before, we'll probably get into that.
But going with the... I would say going back to the anime and manga, but with the anime... He gets there one day, and, going with the fireworks. The fireworks scene, like, oh, they're going to go see the fireworks festival.
Yep.
Because there's always one in every show.
In a lot of slice of life, there are, yes.
It's another, not really trope.
It's a trope. It's kind of a trope.
Like, in harems, there's always that beach scene.
Yeah.
There's always the spa. But going with this one, the girls had a... I guess you would call it a tradition that they always went to this one spot with their mother to watch the fireworks.
Yeah. Oh, this is one of the moments where also Nino really starts to...
She realizes that he is like not just a...
Yeah.
annoying person trying to split up the group.
Because they get split up themselves, not by his
not
doing,
by his own doing. They just do it.
And he actually brings them all together.
That's when he finds out that the Otis sister type is an actress, right?
Yeah, she's doing it as a side job, but she keeps a secret.
Because
which actually, sorry, in the time skip, she actually does become an actress.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Doesn't she leave school?
She does. She leaves school and pursues a career in acting, much to his dismay, but he still supports her.
But going back to the festival, he's trying to find all the girls for them to go back to the spot. He knows that Yotsuba is with his sister.
Mm-hmm.
By the statue, he just says, "Stay put. I know where you are. You stay there. We come get you."
Doesn't work out.
He knows where Nino is. Nino is on the roof where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, because she's really wants the family to stick together.
And then he tries to find. He ends up finding the Otis sister type, but he's like, "Oh, why is this one man? I think following her."
Yeah, they thought he was some kind of stalker of some sorts. So they went into an alley and tried to escape him, but then it turned out he was her manager.
And she was trying to hang out with her sisters.
Yeah, but she also had a acting gig, and so he went, "I know this is important, but this is also important." So she goes and does that, and they end up missing some of the fireworks together, from what I remember. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think she misses it because they get in a taxi and they go.
Yeah, but then...
he ends up finding the...
All the other ones.
Yeah, he finds them all, but he doesn't get them all back. I think he ends with the Ichika?
Yes, yeah.
Because he knows what the Yotsuba is. He knows what Nino is.
So they don't end up getting to do their tradition per se. But afterwards, they
They go to a certain place and they light their
Yotsuba,
own fireworks.
Yotsuba and his sister actually end up buying fireworks, and they end up lighting sparklers. And their Ichika, the older sister, actually ends up going, "Thank you. Because of you, I was able to go pursue the career and try acting I wanted."
Is that when she doesn't quit. She does quit school, but is that? I think that's when she brings up, "Hey, I'm going to quit school."
That's later in the manga. She's still in school now for this one.
Oh, she's still in school for the anime?
Yeah, but in the manga is when she, later, it's when, before they go to college, she's like, "I think I'm going to quit school and pursue a career in acting."
Oh, because...
But he still helps her tutor, even when she's doing her acting career.
And he goes "Yeah, it's what you want." But... So they pursue with, in the resort trip, he's sick, but he doesn't want them to know he's sick.
No, yeah, because one of them goes missing, and so he spends the whole time looking for her.
I think he was trying to not go outside in the cold to not get sick, or get more sick at least.
Yeah.
And then
he basically exhausts himself looking for one of them.
Which causes him to...
collapse.
Go into his own room, be monitored by teachers, and then Ichika, which the girl that tricks the teachers, and they go, "Oh, there's this issue going on," they go, and she hides in the room.
Itsuki.
Itsuki tricks them, and she ends up going in the room, hides. Then she goes to turn on the light switch. And when she does...
Oh, yeah, it turns out all of them are there.
Boom. All the hands are there. And they're basically like, "What are you doing here?"
Yeah, and then they end up all saying, "Oh, I was here for him."
And so with that, and then they're like talking about that, and then they all know the secret, or like the tradition with the, the final dance around the file stack is if you're holding hands with whoever, when the whole thing ends, you're ending up going to get married to them.
Yeah.
And
so lo and behold,
they all run, and it fades away.
Yeah.
Thing ends, but then it comes back. All of them are touching his hand.
Yeah, so that's what partially got my hopes up that, oh, maybe it will be a harem wedding situation, but I was sorely mistaken.
Outside of that, really, the show never really missed a mark.
It was the way they paced it was good, and
you said in the manga they paced it faster.
Maybe a little bit towards the end, but still the pacing was good. The relationships between the MC Uesugi and the many girls was handled actually really well to show how he gets to know them and how their own person, but they still care for each other. And
With that, I had nothing really against it because I just really... I've seen animes that just bored me because I have a rule like I don't... Like, on my own time, I do not watch a new series until I finish the one I was previously watching. And there are some I just have to, like, painstakingly just go through.
Would you say this is one of them?
No. This one, it just... I watched it. Every episode was not... There was never a boring episode.
Yeah, they really handled the because pacing really well.
There's always, like, a filler episode somewhere. And in some shows, like, it's noticeable. This one, it was not really noticeable because everything just seemed like it was going towards the story.
It was connected, and they're really trying to keep it going. Mm-hmm. That's why it follows the manga pretty closely.
And sometimes that's good, sometimes it's not. I'm not going to say like there's a rating for it. It's just out of my thing. I enjoyed it. I really had nothing against it. You loved it.
Yeah, watched it multiple times.
You really did? I only seen it once.
You didn't know? I've seen it at least two, three times. Reading the manga for a second time.
Why are you rereading it?
It's just so good, man. I'm a sucker for romance. What can I say?
With that, I think we've covered a lot of it.
Yeah, we covered most of it, but is there anything else you want to go into? Like favorite characters, favorite scenes?
I think probably one of my favorite scenes is just the very end scene with like them. No, I'll track that. It's a small scene. It's basically when they're all running, like, they're all yelling at him for being late and for going to the resort.
Oh, yep, that one was good.
When they're on the bus, like the little like car, and they're just yelling at him.
It shows that they do, even though they maybe weren't the best fans of him, they do really still cared about him. Yeah, that was a good scene.
What about you?
Oh, I liked...
I'll say this. Since I only seen the anime, I only had the anime to pick my favorite part. In the anime and manga, what would you say your favorite part was?
Okay. The anime... I gotta say, my favorite part is when he realized I'm tutoring quintuplets.
In the beginning?
Yep, when he first meets all of them in like their own little segments and then eventually notices I'm tutoring all these girls. And that's when I feel like the comedy really started.
Is that just for the anime or just the entire series?
That's just for the anime. For manga, as much as I hate to admit it, because I'm a Miku guy, when Yotsuba and him had their talk and he's like, let's get married.
It was heartwarming.
It was a pretty heartwarming scene. As much as I wanted Miku to win, I'm glad that he ended up with the girl that he wanted.
So that was Consensual Quintuplets. Other than that, it's a great series to watch. I would recommend it heavily. Yeah, Drew would.
I would also recommend it heavily.
And that is our time for this episode.
Yeah. Tune in next Wednesday, and we're going to be reviewing Goblin Slayer.
Yes, that is by itself, gory, but it's epic. It's cool.
It's about a guy that slays goblins.
And we can go into more about why and who helps him and all that. But yeah, that was the second episode of the Anime End Podcast with your host Aiden
and Drew,
and we'll see you next week.
See you guys.
Bye-bye.